Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Monday evening, January 5th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
BYD dethrones Tesla as top EV maker globally. Chinese automaker BYD has dethroned Tesla as the world's top electric vehicle seller, delivering 2.26 million vehicles in 2025, compared to Tesla's 1.64 million. This marks a 9% decline for Tesla. BYD's rise opens opportunities for newer manufacturers like Lucid Motors to make their mark in the EV market.
The World Health Organization, WHO, highlighted both successes and challenges in global health in 2025. Progress was made, but climate shocks, conflicts, and funding cuts strained health systems worldwide. Stakeholders must work together to support good health for all. Companies like Sologenix Inc. are focused on developing therapeutics to help improve global health.
Too much hydrogen? Scientists reveal how metabolic shifts and viral defense in syngas microbiomes. Scientists from the University of Padua have uncovered how excess hydrogen disrupts microbial balance in syngas biomethanation, reducing methane production efficiency. The study, published in Environmental Science and Ecotechnology, reveals that methan other mobacter Firmo autototrophic downregulates methane pathways under hydrogen-rich conditions, activating defense mechanisms. This research sheds light on the importance of microbial-viral interactions in optimizing biomethane conversion processes.
Siemens for Startups leader Peng Sang Cao to headline Supergreen Live, joined by TerraCycle founder Tom Sackey, Planet Positive Investing's Mark Perlmutter, and WEFunder President Johnny Price. Siemens for Startups leader Peng Sang Cao will headline Supergreen Live, a global virtual event focused on practical climate solutions. Joining her are TerraCycle founder Tom Sackey, Planet Positive Investing's Mark Perlmutter, and WEFunder President Johnny Price. The three-day program, streaming on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, and other smart TV devices, via E360 TV Network, aims to bridge the gap between innovation and impact in climate solutions. Free to watch worldwide, VIP tickets with virtual backstage access are available for deeper engagement.
Washington floods prompts emergency response from local restoration company. The Washington is facing historic flooding, forcing thousands to evacuate and leaving homes destroyed. First Response Water Damage, a Renton-based restoration company, is stepping in to help. With over 25 years of experience, they are offering 24/7 services for water damage, smoke damage, and odor removal. Known for their exceptional customer service, they prioritize helping their fellow Washingtonians in this time of need. Call 206-759-2315 for assistance.
Okay. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.